The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Something a lot lighter, literally and figuratively. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker and at Forbes Street Restaurant, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the Dishing It Out podcast, is with me to talk lemons.
I do. I actually love lemon desserts. I think it's probably my favourite ingredient to use for desserts, because it's just so fresh and zingy. And I'm going to give you a recipe for arguably probably the simplest dessert there is to make. And when you taste it, I think it's hard to believe.
Which I just have during the break.
But it's hard to believe it's only three ingredients. So it's a lemon posset. I've done it with some little raspberries, and I've made these little puff pastry biscuits, which I'll tell you how to make as well. So you need 600 mils of double cream, and it's important to buy double cream for this. 200 grams of caster sugar and a little bit more for just dusting over the top. And then three lemons that I want you to take the zest off. When you're zesting a lemon, don't press the lemon really hard against the zester. If you have a microplane, even better, because the yellow part is nice and sweet, actually. But when you get past that, it gets quite bitter. It's not very nice.
And you don't want that.
No, you don't want that. And then you need 75 mils of lemon juice. So just weigh it or measure that out. So what you're going to do to make the posset, you put the cream into a little saucepan with the sugar and gently bring it up to a gentle simmer, and then simmer it for 1 minute. Take it off the heat, add in the zest and stir in the juice. Don't just lump it all in there, just kind of feed it in. And then that's it. That's the lemon posset made. You just avoid that cream mix between six little ramekins. Stick it in the fridge overnight, preferably. And it sets. What happens is it's the pectin in the lemon actually sets the cream. So it's really that simple.
Simple as that.
Really. And I just put a couple of little raspberries on the top. And then I'm serving it with these little puff pastry biscuits. So how I made them was I just put a piece of pre-bought puff pastry. I cut them into circles. Mm-hmm. Dusted them well with a little bit of icing sugar, and then roll the rolling pin over the top of them to get the icing sugar to stick. Pop it into a preheated oven at 180 degrees for 12 minutes. Then take it out, put a piece of parchment paper on the top and sit a tray on top. So you actually squash the biscuits down and then back into the oven again. And what you get is this kind of milfoy effect. So it's layered cooked puff pastry. And I just think that a perfect little biscuit to dip into the lemon posset.
As simple as that.
Yeah, but if you're having a barbecue, you're having friends over, make the lemon posset today, double the recipe, triple the recipe, into nice little cups or into little glasses, stick them in the fridge, and people will not believe that it's that simple.
Now, the other recipe, a lemon and blueberry drizzle cake.
Yeah, so this is, again, quite a simple recipe, but again, the lemon is where we're going to really find a lot of flavour. So for the lemon cake itself, you need 225 grams of unsalted soft butter, 225 grams of caster sugar, 4 eggs, 225 grams of self-raisin flour, and the zest of a lemon. I'll tell you how to make the cake in a sec, but you also need to make a lemon and vanilla syrup. So that's just 50 grams of icing sugar, a little bit of vanilla extract, like a tablespoon, 30 mils of lemon juice, and 20 mils of warm water. Just melt that all together into a pan, set it to one side. And then for the top of the cake, you can see on the top of that cake there, I've made a lemon icing. That's just 250 grams of icing sugar, tablespoon of lemon juice, and just a little splash of milk. Mix it all together till it forms a paste, and then set that to one side. And then blueberries, or 100 grams of blueberries.
Which you're going to bake into the cake.
You're going to bake into it, yeah. So you just line a cake tin with a little bit of parchment paper, and then I want you to cream the sugar and the butter together. So that basically just means you beat the sugar and the butter until you can't see the sugar anymore. It'll kind of go a pale, kind of white colour. Then you add in the flour, the eggs and the lemon zest. Bring all that together till it forms a batter. Put your blueberries on top of your parchment paper in the bottom of the tin, and then feed the batter in on top of that. Goes into a preheated oven at 160 degrees for 40 to 45 minutes. Get a skewer, push it into the centre. If the skewer comes out clean, it's cooked. Then that syrup I told you to make a few minutes ago, if you just take a skewer and do little holes all along the top
so
of the
you're
cake.
Literally drizzling it into the
exactly,
holes.
We're going to drizzle that syrup in on top of the cake, and that syrup kind of makes its way down, soaks its way into the cake. Make sure that the cake is beautiful and moist and delicious. Then after it cools down, take it out of the tin and the icing, pour the icing all over the cake, and you're left with this kind of lemon, blueberry. The icing goes crisp on the top. Very, very simple cookery, but perfect weekend bacon, I think.
Quick question about the temperature. 160, it seems a bit on the low side.
Yeah, does it? Because there's a good bit of sugar in this cake, you just, if you cook it a little bit hotter, it tends to take on too much colour. And
okay.
It'll take on too much colour before the batter actually cooks in the middle. So,
okay, yeah. So you want to make sure it's cooked through.
It has to be cooked through, and then remember, we're going to feed that syrup and then we're going to put the icing on the top. Yeah. So
now the other question is about temperatures. When I look at a recipe and it says 200 degrees, or if you have a fan oven, 180.
Yeah.
What's all that about?
Really, like, if you think when a fan is pushing temperature around an oven, it's just hotter. So, like, years ago when ovens, like agars and stuff, they were at 200 degrees. If that would, it just doesn't hold as much temperature in there. Like, 200 in a static oven is not as hot as 180 of a moving oven. I don't know whether I've explained that correctly, but all it is when a fan is pushing things around, it's convecting the heat and it's making it hotter.
Now, the other question I wanted to ask you is, I remember having a dessert called a syllabub.
Yeah.
A lemon dessert,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
What is the difference between a posset and a syllabub?
So a posset is a set cream that you're basically warming, cream, and then you're setting it with the pectin in the lemon juice. Where a syllabub is actually where you take egg yolks and sugar and normally a little bit of alcohol, and you whip it over heat normally, and you're, like, it's like an aerated kind of egg yolk and lemon mix.
I think the syllabub I had white wine.
Exactly. Normally a splash of white wine, and then you can fold a bit of cream into this and rest. You'll often hear the French call that like a sabillon, which is a similar type of thing. It's like a technique, but you're left with this really light, airy, where you can see with a lemon posset, it's kind of a set, dense cream, but lovely and zingy. It doesn't actually feel heavy because of the lemon juice.
Okay, well, all delicious, I must say. And lemon has that summery feeling
really
to it,
doesn't
it?
Really. Yeah. It's the taste of the summer.
Very good. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker and at Forbes Street Within, and co-host of Dishing It Out with Gary O'Hanlon. Gareth, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.